Hey everyone, this is going to be a demo of Slay the Princess. Now, the reason I've waited to play this is because I was waiting to see if there would be a new version that would add some more enhancements for accessibility. But that hasn't happened, at least not yet. Now, what this is a choice-based game. It's a very odd game. It's a visual novel, and the idea is that you are trying to slay a princess, because apparently she is, apparently she is evil. Now, the thing that seems to be prevalent with this game is the princess can be anything that the player wants her to be. There are a bunch of different scenes that you can go through and a whole bunch of different choices. I don't even know how many choices there are and how many different scenes. So what I'm going to try to do is play the first part of the game just to give you an idea of how this works. A few things before we get started. This game does come from Steam, so you do have to buy it from there. I was asked to put together a demo of how to work with Steam, and I will try to do that here pretty soon. That will be in the tutorials playlist. The other thing that you'll need to know is that the accessibility works either through the clipboard or through the default text-to-speech engine on your computer. So when you run the game, you can hit V to have it output to your default voice, or I believe the keyboard shortcut is Shift-C for the clipboard. Now, to get the clipboard mode to work properly, there is an add-on that you'll want to install for NVDA. And the quickest way to get to it is,
pitch rate 60, rate 55, rate 60.
So let me show you how to get that now. So I'm running 2023.3, which is the latest version as of right
NVDA.
Now, wait, I think I'm on 2023.3.
Prep to help you about NVDA dialogue non-visual desktop access NVDA version 2023.3.
Yeah, so with 2023.3 you have the add-on store, which is a great way to get plugins basically and things like that. So if I go to the tools menu,
NVDA menu, preference, tools submenu, view log,
and we go down to add-on store,
speech viewer, braille viewer, add-on store, add-on store, installed add-ons, all, dialogue, auto clip.
Now, that's the add-on that we want, but if you don't have it,
search, enabled slash, channel, tab control.
You go to the tab bar.
Updatable add-ons tab selected. Available add-ons.
I apologize, I had to cut some stuff out. So let's continue here. So we have chosen
add-on store, available add-ons, stable, dialogue.
This, and once you get to available, you want to choose stable from the combo box in terms of the channel.
Channel, combo box, stable, collapsed.
Now if I tab twice,
include incompatible add-ons, search, edit blank.
Just type in AUTO and I'll hit tab.
Available add-ons, list, auto clip, automatically speak clipboard content when it changes, 1.1.0, stable, muzzin, enabled.
So in my case, I already have this installed. If you didn't, you could press the enter key here.
Context menu.
And go down to install.
Disable. Homepage. License. Source code. Disable.
But I already have it installed, so I have the option to disable it.
Add-on store.
Once you install it, you hit close.
Other details. Install. Close button. Audacity.
It will prompt you to restart, and once you restart, you're good to go. Now to configure it, you go to the menu again, so NVDA key N.
NVDA menu.
And we go down to
preferences submenu.
Preferences. And that's my phone, sorry about that.
Settings.
And if we go to settings,
NVDA settings,
and I hit, if I go down to the bottom with end,
auto clip.
If I tab,
auto clip property page, always interrupt before speaking the clipboard checkbox checked.
I would recommend turning this on. That way the speech is cut off when new content is copied to the clipboard.
Remember automatic clipboard reading after NVDA restart. Required for use in configuration profiles, checkbox checked.
And I would also check this box. So if you restart the program, it will retain the option to read the clipboard.
OK button, Audacity.
Now, by default, the clipboard reading is off. The default hotkey to toggle it is Control, NVDA key, and K.
NVDA settings, keyboard.
Control, wait.
NVDA set.
Control shift NVDA K. I'm sorry. The other one without shift will take you to the keyboard preferences.
Disabled automatic clipboard reading.
So it's off.
Enabled automatic clipboard reading.
Now it's on. Now if you want to configure that, you would go
NVDA menu
in here.
Preferences submenu settings.
To preferences and then
input gestures. Input gestures dialog. Tree view. Auto clip collapsed.
And then you would choose this in the tree view.
Expanded. One items.
And expand.
Toggles auto clip. Automatic clipboard reading. Collapsed. Expanded. One items.
You go in here.
NVDA plus control plus shift plus K. Keyboard. All layouts.
If you wanted to add it, you would tab over to add.
Remove button. Reset to factory default. OK button.
Wait.
Reset to factory. Tree view. Toggles auto clip. Automatic clipboard reading. Add button.
Yeah, so you hit add when the cursor is highlighted on.
Tree view, toggles, auto clip, automatic clipboard reading.
That, it'll prompt you to choose the keyboard layout, and then you would type the key command. I'm going to close out of here.
Audacity, track.
And let's get to the game itself. So there's an icon.
Folder view list, Audacity.
And I think, let me check where I am.
Slay the prince's list, item focus selected.
All right, so let's go ahead and launch the game. Now, by default, there are a couple of screens that don't speak. So you'll have to use optical character recognition or OCR. They're not critical, but they do contain some text that you might want to look at. So if I hit enter.
Launching, pane, launching, document, slay the prince, desktop list, slay the princess, slay the princess.
Let's run the OCR.
Recognizing, result document.
I'll read down.
Self-voicing enabled, content warning. This is a horror game, and it is not intended for all audiences. Please visit our website, blacktabbygames.com, if you need a full list of content warnings.
That is blacktabbygames.com.
Slay the Princess contains flickering image effects as well as a parallax effect that on rare occasions has caused motion sickness in players. If either of these cause health issues for you, you can disable them in the game's preferences. Disable them in the game. Slay the
princess. Now if I hit escape and run it again.
Recognize self voice content warning. This is a horror game and it is not
okay. Slay the princess. So if I hit enter, there is one more page before the menu loads. So let's do this again.
Recognizing self voicing enables whatever horrors you may find in these dark spaces. Have heart and see them through. There are no premature endings. There are no wrong decisions. There are only fresh perspectives and new beginnings. This is a love story. This is a love story.
And that's the last chunk of text.
Slay the princess.
Now, if I hit the enter key again, now we are put in the menu, and you can tell that by the music tracks, or the music that's playing. Now, I have been told that the developer will add some text to those screens so that when you load the game, that's just spoken by default, but that hasn't happened yet. Now, to turn on the accessibility, like I said, you can either hit V or turn on the clipboard reading. So I hit V. Wait, I think it's
off. New game.
Okay, so now that's on, and if I down arrow.
Load game. Preferences. Controls. Accessibility. Visit Scarlet Hollow.
Scarlet Hollow is another game from the same developer. I don't know if it's accessible, and I don't think it's complete.
Join our Discord.
You can join the Discord server, which I've done. Yes, I'm on Discord, for those of you that might want to talk to me. I am on Discord. I don't like Discord particularly. I think it's clunky, but it works. So I did join their Discord server to give them some bug reports. So hopefully that will be taken into account.
Follow us on Twitter.
That should be renamed because it's not called Twitter anymore.
Quit.
And then you have quit. So there are a couple problems with this. This uses the default text-to-speech voice that you have chosen in the speech control panel. You can't change the speech rate from the program itself, and you can't interrupt the speech. But if you just want a quick way to play the game without having to run anything else, then I guess this will work. If you hit Shift C, which by the way is not documented, and the only reason I know about it is because someone on audiogames.net talked about it. Now if I navigate down arrow,
new game, load game.
Now it's using the clipboard option, which now is being read by NVDA. I can verify this by pressing Insert and C.
Load game.
Which will read the last thing on the clipboard.
Hit rate 60. New game.
So let's take a look at some of the options here. So we can start a new game.
Load game.
You can load the game. The game does save itself, I believe. So if you just want to quit, you can quit the game. And I believe when you go back in here and load, you can load from slot one, and that will load your game.
Preferences.
There's the preferences. Let's check out the preferences. So I hit enter, and I'll go down.
Display window selected. Preferences.
Now, this menu doesn't read very well.
Display window selected. Display full screen. Skip unseen text. Skip after choices. Skip transitions.
I'm not sure what half of these do. I think these are visual.
Visible selected. Hidden.
I don't know what these are, so there are some controls that don't have labels.
Unselected. Off.
I don't know what that is.
Unselected. Off. Unselected. Off. Music volume bar.
Now, here's where you can change the volumes for different things. Now, to change the value, you hit enter.
Activate.
Now I'm modifying it, and if I go to the left,
decrease, decrease, decrease.
It says decrease. If I go to the right,
increase, 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 decrease.
And it's reading it really weird.
Decrease.
Let's turn the music down a little bit.
Increase.
And I'll press the enter key.
Deactivate.
So that's how you can change the volume.
Sound volume bar.
You can change the volume of the sound effects.
Voice volume bar.
And the volume of the voices. This game is professionally voiced.
Activate.
If I go to the right here,
increase.
I want to turn the voices up as high as possible so that you can hear them.
Deactivate. Mute all.
You can mute everything, so if you don't want the music or the sound effects or the voices, you can just mute it and just have text.
Return.
And then you can go back to the menu. I did report this, and I was told by the developer that the accessibility of the menus can't be changed without an update to the game engine that this apparently uses. I tried sending an email to the developer of the engine, and I haven't gotten a response back, so I'm not sure what the deal is there.
New game.
But I think really it probably doesn't matter that much, because I'd say most of the options in the preferences menu are probably visual.
Load game.
So let's keep going here.
Preferences. Controls.
This is the controls. If I press the enter key here.
Shift plus A opens the accessibility menu dot. Enter advances dialog and activates the interface dot. Space advances dialog without selecting choices dot. Arrow keys navigate the interface dot. Escape accesses the game menu dot. Control skips dialog while held down dot. Tab toggles dialog skipping dot. Page up rolls back to earlier dialog dot. Page down rolls forward to later dialog dot. H hides the user interface dot. S takes a screenshot dot. V toggles assistive self-voicing dot. Help.
And that's all the controls. If I go down with the down arrow.
Shift plus A opens the accessibility menu dot. Enter. Advance the keyboard. Mouse. Gamepad. Viewport vertical scroll bar.
Yeah. So I believe you can play this using a gamepad and the mouse. I don't know what the commands are.
Return. Shift plus A. Return. Shift plus A. Open the keyboard. Mouse.
So we go to like.
Gamepad.
Gamepad. And I hit the enter key. Now let's go down arrow.
Calibrate. Return. Gamepad. Mouse. Keyboard. Right trigger slash bottom button. Advances dialog and activates the interface dot. Left trigger left shoulder. Rolls back to earlier dialog dot. Right shoulder. Rolls forward to later dialog dot. D-pad. Sticks. Navigate the interface dot. Start. Guide. Accesses the game menu dot. Y slash top button. Hides the user interface.
And I think you can customize those controls. I could play this with my controller, but I'll just go back to keyboard.
Keyboard. Shift plus shift return.
Let's go back.
New game. Look. Controls. Accessibility.
Accessibility.
Font override. Text size scaling. Line spacing scaling. High contrast text. Self-voicing. Self-voicing volume drop. The options on this menu are intended to improve accessibility. They may not work with all games, and some combinations of options may render the game unplayable. This is not an issue with the game or engine. For the best results when changing fonts, try to keep the text size the same as it originally was.
Alright, I had to pause there and cut some stuff out. Let's continue exploring the accessibility menu.
Slay the princess.
So you've got font.
Default selected. Deja vu sans. Open dyslexic. Font size bar.
Now this is all visual.
Reset font size selected. Font line spacing bar. Reset font line spacing selected. Enable. Disable selected.
Again, I don't know what these are.
Self voicing off.
This is the option for voicing, which you can turn on and off from here.
Self-voicing text-to-speech.
Self-voicing text-to-speech.
Clipboard voicing clipboard selected.
Clipboard voicing, which is what I have on.
Debug voicing debug. Self-voicing volume drop bar.
You can change the volume, and again, the volume works exactly the same. So if I press the enter
activate.
Key, it says activate.
Increase.
If I go up,
increase.
You can
increase.
Turn it down or up.
Deactivate.
Press the enter key to get out.
Return.
And I can go back.
New game. Load. Controls. Accessibility. Visit Scarlet Hollow.
Now, the rest of these are just links to different places, so we're not going to bother with them. So let's go ahead and give you an idea of how the game works. Okay, let's try this again. That child will not shut up.
Slay the princess.
Alright, so let's actually try to show you a bit of the gameplay itself and the dialogue. So if I hit enter on new game, we will begin. Well.
New game.
Oh, I had to hit down arrow and then hit enter.
You're on a path in the woods. And at the end of that path is a cabin. And in the basement of that cabin is a princess.
So you get the voice prompts. Now, if I go down with the down arrow.
History.
You can look at the history. I don't know how accessible this is.
The dialogue history is empty. Dot. History. The dialogue history is empty. History selected. Save. Load. The dialogue history. Return.
If I go up.
Quit. Help. About. Follow us on Twitter. Join our Discord.
You can access the menu options from here.
Main menu. Preferences.
Preferences.
Load. Save.
You can save and load.
History selected. The dialogue return. The narrator. You're on a path in the woods. And at the end of that path is a cabin. And in the basement of that cabin is a princess.
So the text-to-speech can also give you the lines as well. Now if I press the enter key, we will continue. You can go down.
History. Skip.
I don't know what skip does. I think that skips the next... Or I think this will skip the dialogue lines and take you directly to a point where you can make a choice.
Auto forward.
I'm not sure what this does. I haven't been able to make it work. I think it's supposed to scroll the text. But again, I can't seem to make it work.
Save.
You can save.
Quick save.
Quick save. I'm not sure what that is. I think it lets you quickly save.
Quick load.
Quick load.
Briefs.
Preferences. That's prefs.
The narrator, you're on a path in the woods. And
I'll hit the control key.
Explore the end of the world? What are you talking about?
Wait. I didn't want to do that.
The narrator, brave, quick, set, auto, skip, history, bullet.
So I hit the control key by accident, which skipped the dialogue lines. Let me go back to the menu.
Save.
So I'll press escape to get to the menu.
Return, quit, help, join, access, main menu.
And we'll go to main menu.
Are you sure you want to return to the main menu? This, yes. New game.
And let's
you're on a path
press enter.
You're here to slay her. If you don't, it will be the end of the world.
And then you can press the enter key again.
Bullet, explore, the end of the world? What are you talking about?
And if I go down arrow.
Bullet, explore, have you considered that maybe the only reason she's going to end the world is because she's locked up?
This game is quite funny.
Bullet, explore, killing a princess seems kind of bad, though, doesn't it? Bullet, explore, can't someone else do this? Bullet, explore, forget it, I'm not doing this. Bullet, explore, have you considered that maybe I'm okay with the world ending? Bullet, explore, do I get some sort of reward for doing this? History.
And then we go back to the options.
Bullet, explore, have you considered that maybe the only reason she's going to end the world is because she's locked up?
Let's try this.
While I appreciate the mental exercise, we are running up against a bit of a ticking clock.
And I'll press the enter key again to scroll.
Nevertheless, let me assure you, the princess is locked up because she's dangerous. She is not dangerous because she's locked up. And before you decide to waste even more of our time by asking how I know that, let me suggest a more pragmatic lens through which to view this situation. Causality doesn't matter here, because the end result is the same no matter what led us up to this point. If the princess leaves the cabin, the world will end, and there is no changing that. It's no use arguing semantics over a metaphorical chicken or egg, because the egg is hatched and it's about to ruin everything.
Now, the confusing thing is there are multiple... So this game is, like I said, it's very strange. There are multiple voices that will say different things, and you can check by reading the line with the screen reader. So I go down.
Hister, the narrator, it's...
Unless, of course, you do your job and slay her.
So this is still this guy talking.
Bullet, explore, the end of the world. Bullet, explore, killing a princess seems kind of bad. Bullet, explore, can't someone else do this? Bullet, explore, forget it, I'm not... Bullet, explore, have you considered that maybe I'm okay with the world ending? Bullet, explore, do I get some sort of reward for doing this? Bullet, oh, okay. Thanks for telling me what to do. Bullet, sweet. I've always wanted to off a monarch. Viva la revolucion. History.
So, let's try a path that was suggested to me. We're going to kill the princess without doing that much at all. So let's just go with...
Bullet silently continued to the cabin dot. Briefs. The narrator. Break. Quick. Set. Up. Skip. History. Bullet. Explore. Have you skip. History. Bullet. Briefs. Quick. The narrator. Bullet. Explore.
So the menu's a little weird.
Bullet. Bullet. Oh, okay. Thanks for telling me what to do.
Don't mention it. It's all part of the job.
So let's continue here.
You make your way up the short path to the cabin. You'll find the princess within. A warning before you go any further. She will lie, she will cheat, and she will do everything in her power to stop you from slaying her. Don't believe a word she says. We're not going to go through with this, right? She's a princess. We're supposed to save princesses, not slay them.
Now, this is a different voice, so if I go down...
Mister, voice of the hero, we're not going to go through with this, right?
Ignore him. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
And this is...
The narrator. Ignore bullet. Proceed into the cabin dot. History. Bullet. Proceed into the cabin dot.
Well, let's continue.
The interior of the cabin is almost entirely bare. The air is stale and musty, and the floor and walls are painted in a fine layer of dust. The only furniture of note is a plain wooden table. Perched on that table is a pristine blade. The blade is your implement. You'll need it if you want to do this right.
Bullet, explore, take the blade dot. Bullet, enter the basement dot. History. Bullet, explore, take the blade dot.
You take the blade from the table. It'd be rather difficult to slay the princess and save the world without it.
Bullet, enter the basement dot.
The door to the basement creaks open, revealing a staircase faintly illuminated by an unseen light in the room below. This is an oppressive place. The air feels heavy and damp, a hint of rot filtering from the ancient wood. If the princess really lives here, slaying her is probably doing her a favor. Her voice carries up the stairs.
Who's there?
She sounds dangerous. It's almost as if she's the one in charge down here.
And this is...
His voice of the hero. She sounds dangerous.
Don't let it fool you. It's all part of the manipulation.
Bullet high. Bullet just checking in on you. Bullet, hey, I think I'm here to kill you. Bullet, continue down the stairs, dot.
Good. You're still listening to reason. You walk down the stairs and lock eyes with the princess. There's a heavy chain around her wrist, binding her to the far wall of the basement.
She's so coldly beautiful. Is she really a threat to the world?
Focus on the task at hand.
And there you are. Are you here to kill me or something?
Bullet, what? No way. Why would you even think that? Bullet, okay. Yeah, you caught me. I'm here to slay you. Bullet, no. Nuh-uh.
I think I'm supposed to say no.
Bullet, I haven't decided yet. Bullet, I'm just here to talk. Bullet, steal your nerves and step forward, dot. History. Bullet, steal your nerves and step forward, dot.
You step forward, your grip on the blade tightening as you steal your resolve.
Oh? No talking then? Fine. What even makes you think you can kill me? I'm probably chained up in this basement for a reason, right? And if that knife is the only weapon you have, you'll have to get close enough to use it. So, you should just drop it. Best not to risk finding out what I can do.
She's unarmed. If you hesitate now, it'll be too late. End this.
Bullet, explore. What if she isn't bluffing? What if she kills us? Bullet, explore. Are you sure she's not armed? Bullet, explore. I'm sorry. Can we just talk? Bullet, I'm not dropping the blade. Bullet, drop the blade, dot. Bullet, slay the princess, dot.
Then let's do it.
You lunge forward without a moment's hesitation. You feel flesh easily give way and look down to see your blade already sinking deep into her heart.
Oh. This is it, isn't it? I'm almost embarrassed. I should have seen that coming. But I have to wonder. Do you actually believe this was enough to kill me?
It's like she's convinced she can't die.
His voice of the hero.
Yes. Even as she lays there dying, she entirely believes herself to be alive and well. But it's over, isn't it? She stopped breathing moments ago, that arrogant look still plastered on her face. But is it over? Really over?
Bullet, of course it is. She is dead. Bullet, I'm not sure. I feel like she has to have some kind of trick up her sleeve. Bullet, of course not. That was too easy. History. Bullet time, not ship bullet. Of course it is. She is dead.
And like I said, apparently this game will change itself dynamically according to the choices that you make. So let's assume that she's dead.
Bullet, of course it is. She is dead.
Yes, exactly. It's over. With your work done, you make your way back up the stairs, closing the door to the basement behind you. Why do I feel like we've done something terrible? You did kill someone. Greater good or not, something would be very wrong with you if you didn't feel at least a little bad. But it was for the greater good. One of these days that will sink in and help ease your guilty conscience. But that day isn't today. Let's just get out of here.
Bullet leave dot. History. Bullet leave dot.
You open the cabin door, ready to return to a world saved from certain doom. Only, a world saved from certain doom isn't what you find. Instead, what you find is nothing at all. Where a lush forest stood mere minutes ago, the only thing in front of you now is the vast emptiness of some place far away. What happened? Everyone is fine. It's just that you and the cabin are now far away from them. Don't worry. You'll be safe here. This is good. Everyone is happy. You'll be happy.
Bullet, that's bullshit. Let me out of here. Bullet, oh, okay. Bullet, I was kind of hoping I'd get a better ending for saving the world. History. Bullet, I was kind of hoping I'd get a better ending for saving the world.
This isn't an ending. In fact, now that the princess has been slain, endings are a thing of the past. No. This is the beginning of eternity. Your reward. This is what's best for everyone. Trust me. Time passes. You can't be sure if it's days or months or years or even decades. It's all a wonderful, boring blur. You've never been happier. Psst. Hey. We're not just gonna stay here forever, right?
And this is...
His voice of the hero, PST. Hey, Bullet, explore. Didn't you hear the narrator? I'm happy. We're happy. Bullet, hell no. Do you have any idea how to get us the heck out of here? Bullet, of course we are. I like it here. History.
So, again, there are tons of branching paths. Let's just go with...
Bullet, of course we are. I like it here.
Really? Well, if you ever change your mind, just let me know, I guess. More happy time passes, though the word begins to lose its meaning. Time, that is. Not happy. Happy still has plenty of meaning. Please, shake yourself out of it. We have to get out of here. The little voices, please, fall on deaf ears. Eventually you pass into a blissful state of pure existence. Though words like eventually and pass ceased to have any meaning to you long before that shift, you simply exist. Happy. Forever.
Oh. It's a Steam achievement, that chime. That apparently is one ending. There are many. Wait. If I hit enter. So they're like clapping and cheering. Run the OCR.
Recognize self voice credits. Team Dogbit. Fonts. Game logo. Amanda Williams.
Oh yeah, okay, so there's the credits.
Slay the prince.
Can I
save. Return.
The Princess, The World Ender, Eternal Bliss, yay, you did it. Thank you so much for playing. As an expression of our gratitude, here's the track order for a special playlist.
Oh yeah, and that's the thing for...
Bullet, explore, join the Discord. Bullet, explore, join our mailing list. Bullet, explore, join the subreddit. Bullet, explore, follow us somewhere else. Bullet, explore, make your playlist. Bullet, explore, play our other game.
Yeah, so there's a playlist of music tracks that you can get on Spotify. That's the soundtrack.
Bullet, return to main menu. New game.
So there you go. That's that. Now, that was a very quick playthrough. Let's show you one more. Just to give you an idea.
You're here.
Bullet, explore, the end of the world? Bullet, explore, the end of the world? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the end of everything as we know it. No more birds, no more trees, and perhaps most problematically of all, no more people. You have to put an end to her.
Bullet, explore, but how can a princess locked away in a basement end the world? Bullet, explore, if you don't tell me why she's dangerous, I'm not going to kill her.
Let's do this.
She's not dangerous. She's just a princess. The danger comes if she gets out. Which she will, unless you do something about it.
Bullet, explore, okay. What happens if she gets out then? Bullet, explore, do you have any evidence to back this up?
Wait.
Bullet, explore, okay. What happens if she gets out then? I want specifics. Bullet, explore, have you considered that maybe the only reason she's going to end the... Bullet, explore, killing a princess seems kind of bad. History. Bullet, explore, have you considered history? Bullet.
Of course I haven't. Why would I even consider that? Nobody wants the world to end. I mean, maybe some people do, like nihilists, or very, very evil people, but surely you're not one of those, right?
Bullet, explore, okay. What happens if she gets out then? Bullet, history. Bullet, look, I'll go to the cabin and I'll talk to her, and if she's as bad as you say she is, then maybe I'll slay her. But I'm not committing to anything until I've had the chance to meet her face to face.
So let's do this.
Then I guess we'll just have to see what happens. But a word of warning. If you go in prepared to hear her out, she could easily trap you in her web of lies. And the more you listen to her honeyed words, the harder it'll be to pull yourself out. Then each and every one of us is doomed. So sure, go, talk to her. See how that turns out for all of us. You make your way up the short path to the cabin. You'll find the princess within. We're not going to go through with this, right? She's a princess. Ignore him. He doesn't know what he's talking.
Bullet, proceed into the...
So let's go in here.
The interior of the cabin is almost entirely bare. The air is stale and musty, and the floor and walls are painted in a fine layer of dust. The only furniture of note is a plain wooden table. Perched on that table is a pristine blade. The blade is your implement. You'll need it if you want to do this right.
Bullet, explore, take the blade, Daunt. Bullet, enter the basement, Daunt.
Let's just go in without the blade this time.
The door to the basement creaks open, revealing a staircase faintly illuminated by an unseen light in the room below. This is an oppressive place. The air feels heavy and damp, a hint of rot filtering from the ancient wood. If the princess really lives here, slaying her is probably doing her a favor. Her voice softly carries up the stairs.
Hello? Is someone there?
It's hypnotizing. It's the kind of voice you only have to hear once to remember it for the rest of your life.
Don't let it fool you. It's all part of the manipulation. You're playing a dangerous game by coming here unarmed.
Bullet, hi. Bullet, just checking in on you.
You are? It's been so long since anyone's come down here. I was starting to think they'd forgotten about me.
You walk down the stairs and lock eyes with the princess. There's a heavy chain around her wrist, binding her to the far wall of the basement.
She's beautiful. How could someone like this be a threat to anyone?
I am begging you to stay focused. There's a lot riding on you here.
Hi. Do you think you can get me out of these chains?
Bullet, hold on. Let's talk a bit first. Bullet, I'll see what I can do. Examine the chains, Daunt. History. Bullet, I'll see what I can do.
You're only making this more difficult.
Thank you.
You're making a huge mistake. No, you're doing the right thing.
His voice of the hero, no.
You walk up to the chains binding the princess to the wall and give them a tug. They're large and heavy, far too solid for you to even imagine trying to break them apart.
I'm guessing you don't have the key?
Maybe it's somewhere upstairs. Doubtful. Whoever locked the princess away down here intended for her to never see the light of day. They wouldn't have just left the key to her chains somewhere in the cabin.
Bullet, and if there isn't a key, do you have any other ideas? Bullet, I'm going to check upstairs. History. Bullet, and if... Bullet, I'm going to check upstairs. Maybe the key's still lying around somewhere up there. And if not, maybe I can at least find something to break you free.
Let's go with this.
Bullet, and if there isn't a key, do you have any other ideas?
Maybe there's some way to break the chains?
History. Briefs.
Now, this is blank. I'm not sure what this is. If I press the enter key again...
Or if that doesn't work, I guess we can always cut me out of them.
She offers the suggestion with almost complete nonchalance. If we were stuck down here long enough, I'm sure we'd be nonchalant about cutting our way out if it meant we could finally be free. You attempt to make your way out of the basement, but the door at the top of the stairs slams shut. You hear the click of a lock sliding into place. Is someone else here?
Bullet, explore, hey, let me out of here. Bullet, explore, try the door, Dot. Bullet, return to the bottom of the stairs, Dot.
Let's try...
History. Bullet, return to
this.
The bottom of...
You make your way to the bottom of the stairs. This would have been so much easier if you'd just taken the blade like you were supposed to. Easier for whom? Easier for everyone. Look at the mess you're in.
I heard the door slam. They locked you down here too, didn't they?
There's a slight panic rising in the princess's voice.
If I could just get out of these chains, I know we could force our way out of here together.
She barely hesitates before raising her arm to her mouth, her teeth tearing through her limb with the determination of a trapped wolf.
Yeah, she's not human.
As she rips her flesh from her bone, a sound comes from behind you, the clang of bouncing metal. It's the blade from upstairs. You're not sure how it made its way down here, but if there's a time to strike, it's now. Or we could use it to free her. You won't like what happens if you do that.
Bullet, save the princess, Dot. Bullet, slay the princess, Dot.
Let's save her.
History. Bullet, save the princess, Dot.
Fine. Against your better judgment... You place the blade against the ragged, self-inflicted wound on the princess's arm, just above the unyielding chain binding her to this place. You cut into her flesh. The blade is sharp, and it takes little effort to crack through the bone of her arm. Her limb falls to the ground, and the heavy chains follow suit. She didn't so much as utter a sound through the whole ordeal. No, she didn't. She smiles softly as her gaze meets yours, blood from her wounded arm dripping rhythmically to the ground.
How is she still smiling after everything? It's like she isn't even bothered by what just happened.
Thank you. Now let's get out of here.
Bullet approached the locked door dot. History. Bullet.
No. We won't have any of that. The stakes are too high. You can't just let her escape into the world. No. I can't just let her escape into the world. As the princess approaches the bottom stair, your body steps forward and raises the blade.
So apparently now I'm being controlled by the narrator. Yeah, this game gets very weird very fast.
Wait, this isn't fair. You can't just do that. Watch me.
What are you doing?
Bullet slay the princess dot.
It's the only option I have.
Okay, there's no going back now. I'm with you to the end. You bring the blade down to strike at the princess's heart. But she's fast. She ducks to the floor, your blade narrowly grazing her backside. Slaying her won't be easy now that she's free.
We could have gotten out of here together. Were you just lying to me this whole time? I don't know what's come over you, but if I have to kill you, then I'll kill you. Do you think I need both of my arms to do that?
She pounces on you with the same animal ferocity she used to tear through her arm. But you have a weapon. You raise the blade, digging it under her ribs, aiming directly for the heart. It's not enough to stop her. You feel her claws in your throat, then her teeth, somehow sharp enough to pull apart your flesh and sinew with ease. You collapse to the floor, your body unresponsive as your blood pools on the ground beneath you. She stares down at your ravaged form, eyes shining in the darkness, dress stained in red as her blood and yours both seep into the fabric. If we're lucky, the wound you managed to inflict will be enough to at least delay her escape from this place. If we're very lucky, it will kill her before she can reach the outside world. It can't just end like this, right? As much as I'd prefer for things to have gone differently, I can't deny the reality of what's happened. I'm sorry, but it's over. Everything goes dark, and you die. You're on a path in the woods. And at the end of that path is a cabin. And in the basement of that cabin is a princess.
And here's where things get very strange. Now, I will do one more piece of this. Excuse me, but this does go on for quite a long time.
You're here to slay her. If you don't, it will be the end of the world.
Bullet, explore. I'm getting a terrible sense of deja vu. Bullet, explore, wait, hasn't this already happened? Bullet, explore, okay, no. Bullet, explore, but I died. What am I doing here? Bullet, explore, she's the narrator.
Wait.
Bullet, explore, but I died. Bullet, explore, she's going to kill me again.
Let's try this.
Bullet, explore, but I already slew the princess. Sure, she also killed me, but I definitely got her. Why am I here again? Bullet, proceed to the cabin dot.
Actually, let's just go back in here. Why not?
A warning before you go any further. She will lie, she will cheat, and she will do everything in her power to stop you from slaying her. Don't believe a word she says.
So the dialogue lines are the same here, but the music is not.
Don't worry. You can trust us to get the job done.
Bullet, proceed into the cabin dot.
The interior of the cabin is a mess of twisted roots, the walls a chaotic weave of knotted wood that, almost as if by accident, just happened to resemble a room. The floor is damp and earthy, and the only furniture of note is a slab of mud in the shape of a shelf, with a pristine blade perched on its edge.
And as you can tell, now it's completely different.
The blade is your implement. You'll need it if you want to do this right.
Bullet, explore. You didn't say anything about the mirror on the wall. Bullet, explore. Approach the mirror dot.
So there's some kind of a mirror.
Bullet, explore. Take the blade dot. Bullet, enter the basement dot.
You know what? Let's just bypass all this. There are lots of things that you can discover by yourself, but I'll show you this real quick.
No blade. Hope you know what you're getting us into. It'll always be here if we need it. Sure, that was also true last time and we still died, but we definitely know what we're doing this time. The door to the basement creaks open, revealing a staircase dug into the muddy earth below. The ceiling is thick with roots that hang like locks of tangled hair. The weak starlight from the cabin windows behind you can barely penetrate the gloom here, only illuminating the edges of an opening below. It shines in the darkness like some kind of massive maw, waiting to swallow you up into the earth. The air smells of dirt and copper. It's thick and wet, as if your lungs are being coated in mud with each intake of breath. If the princess lives here, slaying her would probably be doing her a favour. Her voice skitters up from below.
Something nasty finds itself on my stairs. Come on down, don't be scared. I probably won't bite.
Bullet, I'm not nasty. Bullet, hello. Bullet, say nothing. History, bullet, say nothing.
Silence, I see. Don't think I've forgotten about you. I recognize the sound of your nervous little footsteps as soon as they came into my home. I know who you are, and I remember what you've done.
She must have you confused with someone else. She seems friendly enough. Maybe we can talk our way out of this whole situation. You can't. Unless you slay her right away, she's going to break free and end the world. There's no reasoning with what she is. Look, I'm just throwing ideas out there. I like to think out loud. I'm the kind of guy who likes a discussion. Don't we want to hear what everyone has to say before making any big decisions? Do you want to hear what everyone has to say? Or do you just want to hear yourself talk? You need to stop lingering. Your task is to slay the princess, not endlessly debate about what to do with the princess. Fine, fine. You're the boss. Thank you. You descend the basement steps, entering the dark room below. You can just make out the shape of the princess in the gloom. She's huddled against the far wall, her eyes bright and glaring from amid the thick roots.
And there you are, once again seeming to offer a helping hand while likely hiding the other behind your back. Fine, I'll play along for now. What do you want?
She's acting like the two of you already know each other. Oh, no. You've already been here, haven't you? That's pretty sharp. How'd you figure that one out? Call it deductive reasoning. Well, you seem to be great at it. Do you remember us, then? Do you remember last time? No, I don't. But you and the princess clearly have a shared reality, even if I'm not a part of it. I won't waste time fighting you on something that's clearly true. I'm just glad we could put all this behind us. Is it all behind us? Just focus on the task at hand. I don't care if you've been here before, and I don't care if you think you'll go somewhere else after this. My world is on the line right now, so I'd appreciate it if you would take this seriously and slay her. Let's chatter up a bit first. Maybe we can find a middle ground where everyone's happy. Don't talk to her. You're just going to make things more difficult than they have to be.
Well, I seem to remember you having a tongue.
Bullet, explore. I'm sorry about last time. Bullet, explore. Look, I made a mistake. We all make mistakes, right? I'm sure you've made mistakes. Bullet, explore. I get the sense that you're not happy with me. Bullet, explore. I'm unarmed. That's a gesture of good fault, Will. So why don't we talk it out?
Goodwill. I don't know why the speech says that, but yeah, it's supposed to be Goodwill.
Bullet, explore, look, I know. Things got messy last time, but I think there's something bigger than both of us at work. We should team up. History. Bullet, explore, I'm unarmed.
You came to me with empty hands last time, too. But that didn't mean you hadn't been plotting something nasty all along. What you did showed me as much.
But we didn't plot anything. We just made an informed decision based on the information we had at the time. I think you're both making perfectly valid points. Sure, we didn't plot anything, but it's easy to see how she might think we did.
Bullet, explore. I'm sorry about last. Bullet, explore. Look, I made a mistake.
Ooh, smart. Let's apologize. Get us back on the right foot.
The only mistake I ever made was thinking you would help me. And I'm not going to make the same mistake twice.
Well, that leaves us at a stalemate.
But unfortunately, I need you if I'm ever going to leave this place.
Bullet, explore. I get the sense. Bullet, explore. I didn't bring my blade down. Remember? How am I supposed to get you out of those chains?
Let's try this.
Oh, I don't need you to cut me out.
The princess grins as the chains fall from her wrist. She could have gotten out of those the whole time. That sneaky little... A woman after my own heart, really. She knows how to hold her cards close to her chest. This is why she can't just be abandoned here. If left to her own devices, she'll find a way out. Now stop her.
Bullet, explore. I get the sense that... Bullet, explore. Why do I have a nagging feeling you're going to stab me in the back if I help you out of here? Bullet, okay. Let's leave. Bullet, I don't trust you. Not enough to free you, and definitely not enough to get close to you. I'm leaving. Bye, history. Bullet, okay. Let's leave. Leave with the princess dot.
So, let's just leave.
Yes. Let's.
She creeps forward, taking one cautious step at a time until you and she are face to face. She never breaks eye contact, even as the two of you find yourselves face to face. She's silent for a long moment, as if testing to see what you'll do now that she's within arm's reach.
After you, darling. You're the one it lets come and go. It's best if I follow.
Oh, no. We can't have that. If anyone is going to turn their back on anyone else, she's going to turn her back on us. It shouldn't matter who leads and who follows. We're working together here. Well, if it doesn't matter, then she can go first. We may be in this together, but that doesn't mean we have to trust her. Somebody has to go first, and it might as well be us. We're the ones who broke her trust last time. You're talking a lot about trusting someone who, by her very definition, cannot be trusted. I don't know how many more warnings I have to dole out, but if you help her out of here, you're going to regret it.
That's a car in my background. Sorry about that.
Bullet, explore. You first. Bullet, step onto the stairs. Dot. History. Bullet, explore. You first.
Let's try this one.
Bullet, step onto the stairs. Dot.
That's right. You're the one who's going first. Don't worry. I'll be right behind you, watching every single thing you do.
That's exactly what I'm worried about. You step onto the stairs and begin your ascent from the basement. The princess follows close on your heels, perhaps even a little closer than you'd like. You're only saying that because you want us to feel nervous. I do want those things, but I want them for a good reason. I don't need you to trust me for my sake, because I already know that I'm right. This is for you.
Can we walk backwards up the stairs? I think that's the smarter idea. She can't sneak in an attack if we're facing her.
No. The stairs are a bunch of overgrown roots. You'll trip and hurt yourself. But the princess is silent as you both continue the climb, and in no time at all, the upstairs of the cabin is within reach. Isn't that a relief? We're fine. Nothing happened. You're not even going to wait until you're through that door to proudly claim your victory, are you? Why did you just say that? I think we know why. You feel something dig into your shoulder, sharp and piercing. the princess clawing at you and pulling you down with her full weight. Together you tumble back down the uneven stairs, your body and hers crashing against the unyielding wooden roots, until finally you both separate with a bone-shaking thud against the basement floor. You feel something pop. The princess lands against the far wall, gasping as she struggles to recover from the impact. You're still in shock, trying to get a hold of yourself. She grins as you continue to remain exactly where you are, cackling derisively as she watches you realise that you won't be getting up. Wait, why won't we be getting up? I'm afraid your back is broken. One unlucky fall is all it takes, really, and you had several. You know what? I'll say it. That sucks. I don't like having a broken back. We were going to help her. Why? Why did she do that? It's what I would have done. Have you considered not being like that? Of course not. It's what keeps us alive. And yet here we are, paralysed and stuck with someone who hates us in the basement of a remote cabin.
You must have known this was coming. The arrogance of turning your back to me after everything you've done.
Bullet, I can't get up. You broke my back. Bullet, what the hell was that for? I was trying to help you out of here. Bullet, we were never going to get up those stairs, were we? Bullet, we could have gotten out of here if we'd just trusted each other. Bullet, say nothing, Dot. Bullet, I can't get up. You broke my back.
Oh, I broke your back, did I? You were the one who started this little game. You were the one who chose spite and violence and conflict. If not for your betrayal, I could have had my freedom a lifetime ago. But I'm the victor now, and that means I get to select my prize. If only I could decide which is better. Do I kill you with my own hands? Or do I let you suffer the way you decided to let me suffer? Maybe I'll do a bit of both.
See, this is why I wanted her to go first. I had this whole little scheme planned, where once she'd passed by the table upstairs, I'd have said, now pick up the blade and stab her in the back. And then you'd say something like, wow, that's an amazing idea that I never saw coming. Thanks for looking out for us. And then you would have done it and we wouldn't be stuck down here with a broken back. There's just one problem with that. And what's that? She was clearly planning to betray us. And if she was in front of us, she would have gotten to the blade first. Ugh, you're right, aren't you? I thought this whole thing was ironclad, but really it was doomed from the start, wasn't it? The princess's body twitches as she tries to get up.
Ho ho ho! So she's got it as bad as us.
Wait, what?
Hister, voice of the opportunist. Oh, so she's got it as bad as us.
It seems you're not the only one who's broken.
Wait, are we both just stuck here? Certainly seems that way. What a way to go. But look on the bright side. In all this chaos, you may have actually managed to deliver a lethal wound. World could be saved after all.
We're going to die together. Isn't that a lovely treat? I wonder how long it'll take. Maybe I'll get to watch the worms lick your bones clean.
But
is that really what's going to happen now? Hello? Are you still there? What happens next?
He doesn't respond.
I think he's gone.
Something strange is twisting this place out of shape. I wasn't feeling much of anything. But now I feel cold.
But you don't get the chance to respond. Something has taken her away, and it's left something else in her place.
She's gone. Where does she go? Should we try and find her? And is that a mirror? Why is it here? Why now?
Bullet, explore. I don't know where she went, and I don't know how we'd even go about looking for her. Bullet, explore. The narrator is gone. Bullet, explore. I think I'm supposed to look at the mirror. Bullet, approach the mirror. Dot. History.
So, I think this is a good place to stop.
Bullet, 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 skip.
Me.
Save, return. Quit. Are you sure you want to quit? Yes. Audacity.
So, the game has been saved, and I just quit. So, basically, at this point, there will be a scene where you go to this, like, weird place and talk to this being that apparently is collecting experiences, and you have to do this four more times. So basically, you have a conversation with this thing, and then you go back, the game resets, but you can't choose the same choices you did previously. So you have to keep making new choices and having different experiences. There are tons of different things that you can do, tons of ways that you and the princess can beat the crap out of each other, or you can leave. It's a very weird game, and the way it ends is also very weird. But that is how the game works, and it's kind of cool. I believe there are lots of graphics and things that you're supposed to look at, but obviously, since I'm blind, I can't. It would be kind of cool if the artwork was described, but I don't know if that will happen. Anyway, I hope you enjoy this. And if you have any questions, comments, things like that, let me know. But until next time, you guys take care. Bye.